Chapter 6. Adoet and Awan, the Bird Chasers.
Adoet, it's time to go, whispered Awan. The sun is almost up.
I'm coming,
Adoet replied softly as she tiptoed through the doorway of her home.
I have fish for us to eat later, she continued. I have water for us to drink,
Awan said as he smiled at Adoet. The children chatted with each other as they made their way towards their family's cornfield. The cornfield was a short distance from their village near the river. As they walked, the sound of crows cawing rose up into the warm spring air. The crows had returned to signal that wintertime was over. The warmth of the sun was once again encouraging life in the sleeping earth. The sun was a yellow haze on the horizon as the two children walked together. Adoet and Awan had the important job of scaring the crows away from the corn seeds that had been planted in the field. The crows had returned just in time to watch the men of the village plant their crops. The dirt, no longer frozen, was now warm enough for planting. Using a hoe fashioned from the jawbone of a deer and a small tree branch, the men created long, thin channels in the dirt. They placed the corn seeds 1 footprint apart in the bottom of each channel. They covered the seeds with dirt and watched as the rainfall and the sunshine did the rest. Each family group had its own cornfield. Corn was an important crop. It could be stored for the winter in grass-covered pits. Corn was used to make flour for fried cakes, breads, and puddings. The husks of the corn plant were used to make baskets and mats. In addition to corn, each family grew beans and squash. They also hunted and fished. Once the corn was planted, the women and children checked to make sure the young seedlings got plenty of water. If the spring rains did not come and water the earth, then the women and children did. The children also had the job of protecting the young plants from all kinds of hungry critters. Adoet and Awan were sent to the family cornfield each day to guard the crop. As the corn crop had just been planted, crows were the worst enemy. They would either dig up the newly planted seeds with their sharp talons, or they would wait for the seeds to germinate. Then they would pull up each seedling plant, cawing with delight as they consumed the corn seed and discarded the rest. As the two children arrived in the cornfield, they could see that several crows were already there. The crows sat in the dirt, watching the young plants. Adoet and Awan placed their supplies on the ground and yelled at the crows. The crows stared at the children with their coal-black eyes. Then they flapped their wings and flew away. One crow, however, could not quite lift its body off the ground and instead tried to scuttle away from the children. It made its way towards some low-lying shrubs.
"Oh, it's injured!" exclaimed Adoet. "We must help it!"
"Help it!" screeched Awan. "We're supposed to chase it away!"
"If it can't fly, it could be eaten up by any number of creatures," continued Adoet eagerly.
"You are crazy!" said Awan.
Slowly, Adoet made her way towards the crow. The crow had stopped moving just in front of a shrub. It had turned to look at Adoet.
"Are you injured?"
Adoet asked the bird softly.
"Here, let me help you."
The crow inched its body under the shrub and stared intently at Adoet. Adoet sat down in the dirt and chatted with the crow for a while. Awan, unhappy with his cousin's behavior, stomped off to look for snakes. Eventually, Adoet reached in under the shrub and gently yet confidently picked up the bird. The crow flapped its wings for a second or two, but then settled down in Adoet's arms. When Awan returned, he found Adoet watching the field with a crow in her arms.
"What are you going to do with it?"
asked Awan, who was quite astonished by the sight of his cousin cuddling a crow.
"I'm going to make it better,"
Adoet exclaimed. Awan simply shook his head. For the rest of the day, the two children guarded the corn crop. When the sun began to set, they made their way back to the village. Adoet walked proudly beside Awan, carrying the enemy in her arms.